Catherine, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Talking about a new exhibition right now on display at the Delaware Contemporary, an exhibition of 40 new works created in both China and the United States by Chinese contemporary artists known as Number 223, a.k.a. Lin Zhipeng. Talk more about this exhibition.
Well, it's unique in several respects. First, when you walk in the gallery, you'll notice the installation. It has a band of pink that circumscribes the walls around the gallery, and that serves as a backdrop in which the curator, Willie Yao, wanted to install the photographs. Usually when you install photographs, they're framed or they're behind plexiglass. They're hung linearly in one line, meaning, but these are hung different. There's a cadence to the way Willie installed them. And I think that that sets up a narrative for each of the photographs to connect and interact and have some kind of energy. If they were hung the standard linear, there wouldn't be the playfulness that you would experience in a traditional setting. So he has created a lot more activity, visual activity, by the placement of the photographs.
You know, I was looking at photographs online, and we're talking about the visual aspect of them and the lines and the cleanliness. Being a little obsessive compulsive myself, I like it. Do you think people coming to this exhibition will like it as well?
Well, being visual people, I think that it will be arresting because you walk in and all of a sudden you think, oh, wait, something's different, something's unique. And then the curator has done his job because he has set up an unusual engagement with work, unlike going through other galleries or museums where it's either salon style. But what he has taken is that salon style idea and then brought it to a minimalist perspective. And so already he has laid the groundwork or the foundation for a unusual and visually arresting experience.
All right, we're speaking with Catherine Page. Catherine is the Gretchen Hupfel Curator of Contemporary Art at the Delaware Contemporary. Give me some background, if you will, about the artist, Number 223, a.k.a. Lin Zhipeng.
Well, he's was born in China and graduated from the Guangdong University of Foreign Studies with a major in finance. But his real love is photography. And so he's passionate about urban life and travel. He's passionate about emotional connections. He's passionate about recording that. And he's very well known artist in China. His work has been shown in magazines in China, such as Vice, S Magazine, Vision, City Pictorial. He's even had some of his photographs used by Converse, Nike, Glaceau, Vitamin Water, and Bacardi. So he is extremely prolific and well-known in China. And so we are so happy to have his work on display at the Delaware Contemporary.
Was the work of Number 223 influenced by any American photographers?
I believe one was William Eggleston, and it's his storytelling through color and portraiture and details. And so that was one of his influences, American influences.
Catherine, what else do we want people to know about this new exhibition on exhibit now at the Delaware Contemporary? In fact, it'll be on exhibit through October 31st. It's called Amphibian Relationships. What else do we want people to know?
Well, the title, it might be confusing to some. You know, what does he mean, amphibian relationships? And because that was my first question when Willie Yao presented his thesis to me. And so I was confused because amphibians are animals that live in aquatic relations or aquatic ecosystems. And then I thought about natural human relationships. You know, there is some the physicality involves horizontality. But the other definition of amphibians are having two modes of existence, or double nature, or inhabiting a variety of abodes. And so in this exhibition, as I walked around, I began to see doubles in the images. And so it begs the question of habitat or duality. And human relationships generally involves more than one. And so you see two glasses or two tree trunks or two couples coupling. And so he's really taken that amphibian relationships to a unique perspective. And that is what this, the role of photographer or role of artist, is to offer unique perspectives and invite dialogue about technology, ideas about humanity, and their relationship to the world.
Where can people get more information or maybe view some of the photographs before they attend the exhibit?
On our website, decontemporary.org, under current exhibitions.
And we briefly mentioned Willie Zhao. Anything you want to say about Willie?
Willie is an extremely creative person. He is from Shanghai, China, and he is currently our creative in residence, and he is in charge or tasked with creating three exhibitions. And the first one was in the Draper Experiment, or the Draper Gallery, for our Draper Experiment called Half Half. And then this one, Amphibian Relationships, he curated. And then next year he'll be curating another exhibition for us. And so he lives currently in New York City, and he is a designer and a curator and a writer. And so we are thrilled to have him on our staff.
And Amphibian Relationships is on display, like I said, now through October 31st in the DuPont Gallery, Catherine?
DuPont One Gallery, yes.